But Peter looked intently at him, as did John, and said, "Look at us." They turned to him and said, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We have some catching up to do, because this is the first Mass that we've had together. It is the Mass of the day, readings of the day, since Easter has begun. Each and every day we have so many resurrection accounts, and each one of them tell us who Jesus Christ is, what he longs to do, and why he rose from the dead. Today's and yesterday's are very close to one another. Because what do we find today is that Jesus appears to people who are in difficulty and in trouble in order to bring them out of that difficulty and restore them to the true joy of his resurrection. We see that here within this encounter which they have on the road to Emmaus, and there's many beautiful things that are going on there. But because Jesus is who he is, and the love which he shows to those and is able to break open the things that are speaking to the hearts of those who wish to believe but can't because of their own sorrow, because of their own difficulty, because the resurrection is otherworldly. Many times people are living in this worldly mentality. What do they say to him at the end? They say to him, because they are so enthralled with his presence and he's given them hope in a time when they have really no hope, they turn to him and say, "Stay with us, Lord, for evening draws near." We see the same thing going on in our first reading when Peter and John are there walking there to pray at what hour? The 3 o'clock hour. What is the 3 o'clock hour? But the hour of the divine mercy, the very hour which Christ himself gave up his soul. And at that very hour, God's mercy enters into this man's life. But they turn to him and they say, "Look at us. Pay attention. Because if you do, God's going to do something for you." And out of his crippledness, God strengthens him and restores him to great joy. It says he didn't just have strong legs. It doesn't just say that he was able to walk. It doesn't just say that he was even able to leap, which takes even greater strength, proving the miracle. It says he went about praising God. Brothers and sisters, in our lives, this same Jesus is present. He's calling us to do the same things that Peter and John did. And they're not fantastical beyond the powers of the normal Christian. Why is it that they wanted to stay with Jesus? Why is it that they wanted to look deeply into these apostles? The reason why is because they had joy of the resurrection. They were filled with joy, such great joy, that they were even willing to go 14 stada, or 7 miles in the darkness over difficult terrain, because they had seen the risen Lord, to be able to run back to say, "Hey, he is risen. We saw him." In the middle of the night, they were willing to do that because they caught on to the same joy that Jesus had given. This man was able to leap, to walk, to run, because of the joy of the apostles, which they were able to catch. The message of the gospel today for us is, do you have that joy? Are people constantly saying, "Stay with me. Stay with me. Because evening is drawing near." If not, brothers and sisters here in Vaughan, we're not living out the joy of the resurrection. If people aren't calling to you to say, "Stay with us. Because evening draws near and we need what you have." A story from yesterday, and that's with that I will conclude. Yesterday we didn't have Bible study, did we? I apologize for that. But the reason is because people said, "Stay with me. Stay with me." some young people who were in difficulty and hardship that they didn't themselves weren't able to witness to or speak about. But they said, stay with me in the midst of their grief, in the midst of their hardship. Not because I'm perfectly living out the joy of the resurrection, but because Christ, who is resurrected, is trying to live himself out in me. It caused some people maybe to make a deeper movement toward God, and hopefully God is going to be more evident in their life throughout the rest of this resurrection season. But it has to be not just in your priest who is trying, it needs to be in each one of us who ought to be trying. If we try to live out the joy of the resurrection, and he gives us that joy here in the Eucharist today, maybe somebody today is going to turn to you and say, stay with us, because evening draws near. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.